This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
You are going to snort today's show, okay? This is a sprint, two-hour sprint, snorting cocaine. We've got so much for you. Football, it's coming. We will respect. We will genuflect in front of football. But we do not have enough show here today. We got three great guests, and we've got a lot of things to get to, Stugatz. If you want more football coverage, more serious stuff, more good stuff, we got 2 hours of radio for you. Digital and local hours, monsters today. But snort this sprint. It's our best picture category. We have no time for a big open. It's best song. Do it!
Breaking news from ESPN writer Paula Levine. And I'm sorry if I said that name wrong. A survey of about 1,200 athletic trainers across college divisions showed that 59% of respondents said athletes were somewhat following COVID-19 protocols, and fewer than half reported that coaches and staff were in full compliance. This, according to a survey conducted by the National Athletic Trainers Association.
A very long read that doesn't allow us a lot of room to do much of anything, but we are going to speed through this show as fast as we can today because we've got 2 hours that are getting squeezed here on the radio, and we cut out so many songs from that category was Scorched Earth. How good all of those songs were, and we had to cut out a bunch of them. So I think if you want more of that, you will find it in the postgame show exclusively. But I think we should get to what today, because sports is moving way too fast. None of us can keep up with what it is that's happening in sports. Last night was just, cocaine again and again. Because everything was, Stugatz, can you tell me what you're talking about? I'm trying to do a radio show here, and you're talking to Mike nonstop.
Well, we were just working something out, me and Mike, because that was an odd billboard to read without there being any sort of, sponsor attached to it. I just read, some information, and so I was telling Mike.
It's the perils of Stugatz not reading his spots before the segment sometimes. Right. And Roy does his best, but he's working remotely, and he communicates that via the chat, but I feel like my hair is on fire today because there's so much, so I didn't have time to grab this.
Breaking news is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Sorry.
That's good enough for me.
No, I see, this is where we are with this, though. Sorry, like, we should just start doing it that way so people can see the amount of things on our neck that don't allow us to do the show because we got to tell you every 9 seconds that something's sponsored.
Dan, really can't afford for you to harp on this right now as we have only 2 minutes of content this segment before we get to our guest, Kyle Brandon, in the next segment.
Right. Back to what did you watch last night? I mean,
or should I do important social commentary? Because you have two options.
Do the important social commentary, but in 90 seconds.
Well, but I did it already in the Big Suey.
Yeah, but this is a national platform.
I know, but the Big Suey it's an essay.
Yeah, but the people listening right now probably only listen to their radios.
Okay, but can you guys subscribe and rate and review so that you can get the content that we're doing best that we don't have time for to do on the radio?
Subscribe, rate, review to the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz radio show feed. And then while I'm just on my streaming platform of choice, search out Le Batard ampersand Friends and subscribe to that entire network too because there's so much good stuff.
There is really good stuff today. The 2 hours we did today, local out, like the stuff that happened last night, I'm telling you, we spent the morning, and I don't think this is healthy, just snorting radio cocaine. Like what we gave you in those 2 hours that are not here because we don't have time because everything is sponsored and we don't have any room to move is not the best of what it is that we're doing. There was important social commentary.
Dan, you have 30 seconds to fix the nation.
Plenty of time.
To fix racism?
All of it.
Yep. 20 now.
To cure the virus?
15.
Or to talk about, the new emerging star in the Chiefs' backfield. Whatever you want.
10 seconds.
Stugatz so wants to talk about that. He says the Chiefs are in that wonderful place where they could put Chris Cody in the backfield, neat scamper like a bug for 140 yards because they got the quarterback.
I'm sorry.
Out of time.
Kyle Brandt is coming up next.
If we have time.
This is a Radio 8 Ball.
Today on ESPN Daily, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence is known for explosive plays off the field. He's found also his voice. He also found his voice, that should say, Roy, in college football. Hear how he's evolved on both fronts on ESPN Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. $5 fun.
$2 for you. I need to apologize to the audience because I said earlier that we were, and it's very early for this, that today's radio show was just going to be a sprint doing cocaine, and that's not what it is. It's gotten worse than that. It's a sprint doing cocaine and cafecitos, and I have gone, and I want you to imagine this, okay? My face covered in powder. I have now climbed atop a horse, and I'm whipping it, and we are going. We've got to go. We've got to keep it moving. We might have time for Kyle Brandt, who right now has incurred the wrath of this radio show for betraying us for First Take yesterday. Big timer already. We'll get to that in a second. But first, I'm sorry I interrupted you, Christine Lisi.
Thank you, Dan. And finally, Pope Francis says sex and eating are divine pleasures sent by God. See, Stugatz, life ain't half bad.
There you go.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine. We appreciate
it. Wait a second.
Thank you, Christine. We appreciate it. We have important social commentary to get to. We have football to get to. But first, the traitor. The traitorous Kyle Brandt joins us. Mike Ryan's furious with him. Mike, you take it up with him. It's not even my issue.
Well, I pulled up Kyle on the phone before this segment, and he asked me how I was doing, and I had to be honest. Not great, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Not great, because yesterday I expected to be joined by Kyle Brandt, who's become a friend of the show in short order, at our normal 10:30 spot, but he wasn't there, and I look up to my TV, and bathed in white light is the smooth forehead of one Kyle Brandt broadcasting from what appeared to be a salt mine with a fireplace. Not on our show, but with Max and Stephen A.
Did you ask him about the fireplace?
I asked him, and he did confirm it. It is a salt mine.
Defend yourself, traitor.
Now, Mike's a little salty. That's a perfect segue. Listen, guys, we've been fast friends from the start, but I think this is a misunderstanding. I had a very important parent-teacher conference to go to yesterday at 10:30 Eastern for my 7-year-old. It wasn't First Take. It was first grade. He was with Mr. Kellerman and Miss Karam and the gym teacher, Mr. Smith. So I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but parenthood has to come before talking about hot guys' jawlines with you guys. I'm sorry, but I'm back. I'm thrilled to be here.
I mean, he politely admitted that he picked them over us, but it's all right. Let's stop being polite. You know, let's start getting real, Kyle.
Good question, and I bet the answer for Stugatz is yes. Do you guys ever used to watch that show, Cheaters, that's on in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Billy Greco. It felt like that because some of your listeners tweeted clips of you guys. I think it was you, Dan, even actually seeing me on First Take while I was supposed to be here. And it's on video. And I feel like that was the Joey Greco showing the video of the boyfriend whose girlfriend's walking out of the motel.
Kyle, listen, okay, Joey Greco on the show Cheaters, he got stabbed. I suggest you tread lightly. I really do, because honest to God, dude, you've insulted our entire radio show. Was the fireplace even real? Because it looked like it was on a television.
No, it's absolutely real. I light it every morning with my takes, and that's why they wanted me on First Take. The funniest thing, Dan, I go on First Take, I thought we were going to talk about the Cowboys. All they want to talk about is, so Kyle, tell us, who has the best lips in sports? And we got right into it. I said, Joey Harrington, phenomenal lips, and that's what we debated. It was a surprise turn, but I felt like I was with you guys.
I'm not sure whether to believe you or not. They not only stole you, but they stole the conceit of what it is we were doing with you.
Tell me that didn't happen.
That can't be true. You're lying to us. He's making us, he's flattering us is what he's doing to conceal and camouflage the fact that he's a traitor. And he chose First Take over us and went and did serious football commentary instead of what we needed him for, which was to objectify the male body. So, what do you have for us today?
Well, it's probably a good thing that happened yesterday because I had nothing. We promised feet day, and I was coming up with a blank, and this extra 24 hours, I got some good stuff. Guys, the best athlete feet that we can objectify, we'll start right away in the size category. Will Perdue, former 7-footer of the Bulls and the San Antonio Spurs, legendary size 21 shoes, won a couple of titles, and they were really pronounced because he would wear these massive triple-decker New Balance high tops, so they looked huge. You guys remember Will Perdue at all?
Yes, seven awful centers that Michael Jordan carried to a championship.
Yes, it was Bill Wennington, Luke Longley, Will Perdue, and the best thing about them is they had 18 fouls combined, and he had huge, huge feet. Next up, also in the size category, I want you guys to know I did work. I was talking to my co-host Nate Burleson this morning, knowing I was going to come out with you guys and probably have to bring you chocolates and roses to make up for yesterday. I said, Nate, do you remember anybody in your career who just had like crazy feet? And I thought, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, and that's the best part about Nate. He doesn't bat an eye. He just goes right in and goes, oh, yeah, of course I do. I said, who you got? He said, craziest feet I've ever seen, Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel. I said, what?
Hands
Johnny
too.
Manziel? He goes, he's 6 feet tall. He wore a size 15 shoe. We used to sit around and gawk just at his feet in the locker room. Who knew about Manziel? That's awesome.
His hands, too. His hands are something.
Hands, yep.
He's got giant hands, too, which suggests what, Kyle?
Giant gloves. Massive gloves. That's what they say, right?
Yes. Kyle Brandt with us on ESPN Radio. What are you going to do with us on Monday? Was that your first take appearance? Had you done it before?
No, I've never done it before. I've obviously seen it for years. It was really fun.
Mike,
I've never been on before.
Mike, they stole him.
Unbelievably nice.
They heard him on our radio show, and they simply stole him.
And Kyle was a willing participant.
Why are you surprised by that?
Well, because he's cheated on us. Why did I think we were monogamous? I don't understand. He does.
Are we paying you?
That's the thing. I don't even understand if I'm entitled to this anger of mine.
Hey, Dan, I'll come on every day and break down the entire male anatomy from head to toe if you want. We got to talk turkey, though. Otherwise, we have an open relationship, my friend.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you on Monday. We will talk turkey on Monday. Thank you. We're not going to do butts yet, right? We're not going to do butts.
You're really pressing
on this.
That's
going to be our finale. When we all agree that we are ready for the grand finale, then we will do butts. And Dan, I can't help but sense through the phone, you're kind of eager to do that topic. You've been chopping at the bit for that, so to speak.
What are you trying to say? Of course
I think
I'm
you
eager.
Like butts.
You're exactly right. I cannot lie. I like big butts. I cannot lie. See you later.
You guys are the best. Yep.
I love that guy.
I don't.
Hold that thought.
Look at Stugan.
Let's sell some ass.
Shooting. He starts the fireplace with his takes.
Casper, that one got Billy. Billy, you love this dude. Billy, this guy makes you happy. Like, it's been
a
long
time. He's really good.
He is. No wonder first take stolen. Hey, Max, look out, buddy.
I know. His
look
lighting,
out.
His lighting is damn good.
That forehead, he's not turning gray.
Oh, man. I'm kind of frustrated. I had a real world jab, but it was just a glancing blow.
he interrupted you. I thought you caught him on the
all that guy does is win.
You caught him on the well-defined chin, and it was just you just grazed him. You just grazed him.
It's time for the Progressive MLB Snapshot. Coming up this weekend, the Red Sox play the Rays, the A's battle the Rangers, the Cubs take on the Brewers. The Angels face the Rockies, and the Giants travel to play the Padres. This MLB Snapshot is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance.
What snapshot? The schedule?
I gave you a little snapshot.
It's time for a sponsored segment.
Here are the games this weekend. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com.
All right, that's where we are. Reading the baseball schedule and then telling you it's sponsored. Okay, very good. Creative sales staff, way to go.
But we love Progressive. Thank you for
all
thank
your support. Thank you. Profound thanks to Progressive. Yes, as
day
always.
Day one supporters.
Yes.
Day one.
Why aren't the salespeople one of our supporters? Why aren't the content people at ESPN one of our supporters?
I'm not doing this with you. You actually have 8 minutes of time here to discuss something meaty.
What do
you guys? Did you guys see that game this weekend where Middle Tennessee State had the ball with like 40 seconds left and two or three timeouts, and they were like at the 4 yard line and they blew it? That's kind of how we manage the clock on this show.
it's the worst clock management anyone had seen in football. And I want to get to what is happening right now with Skip Bayless, because it was interesting yesterday what happened via social media, where he was getting dragged. If you do not know this story, if you do not know the name that I am mentioning, Skip Bayless started as a journalist, a written journalist many years ago, was a very good writer on football, came up through the Dallas area and got distorted by television as television, you know, bought all the watchdogs in media and turned Skip Bayless, this is first takes doing, turned Skip Bayless into a cartoon monster.
Also into a very wealthy man.
Yeah, well, that's correct. Yeah. Well, these two things are tied together because, right, ESPN bought all the journalists that way, including me. They just bought the journalists who were doing print work and would be most likely to be critical of ESPN, trafficked that credibility, put it on Around the Horn, made it Skip Bayless. And now you have the mutation that's in front of you today, okay? Because Skip Bayless is very good at what it is that he did yesterday, which is getting attention for Skip Bayless by just basically doing the most lowest common denominator thing. We're at the point right now where it pays, not just in sports, but all over television, there's a lane to be the professional awful person. Like, there's just a lane for it.
Yes, and Skip has carved that out.
He might have been the pioneer on it. Yep. Like, just how do you make money being a professional awful person on television in terms of, you know, just being a wrestling character? So this is the background to some of what it is that informs what you're seeing today. And I've told you the story before about how Skip Bayless wrote something in a Dallas Cowboys book that was, you know, tenuous, flimsy, about how Troy Aikman might be gay, and then Troy Aikman reacted as if that was the greatest insult that you can actually make, and talked to his attorneys about how much it would cost to punch Skip Bayless in the face, and I think they told him $2 million, and he said he would have been willing to do it for $1 million. And then when Skip Bayless went to Fox, Troy Aikman, who's at Fox, was really disappointed that they'd even hired him. I mean, look, man, Fox in general is super disappointing in terms of being just copycat ESPN. Let's just go grab whoever it is they've made and see if we could build around that, and let's make them old people.
Like, right, they grabbed Skip from First Take. They grabbed Shannon Sharp from that movie segment he did with us on our show. So you're right, Dan. Lazy.
And so what ended up happening there is that Skip Bayless became what it is he is today, and he gets on television and he says things. And this was super sad, and it was cruel, and it was interesting to watch people in sports and from all sorts of demographics rush to the defense of Dak Prescott, because in a vulnerable moment while being interviewed by Graham Bensinger, who has like come up through the system. He was like a child reporter on Letterman, I think, and he's now become a very good interviewer. He's talking to Dak Prescott about the suicide of his brother, and Dak Prescott is vulnerable and strong and talking about like how depressed he was and just how broken he was by depression, okay? And Skip Bayless took that opportunity to question the leader of the Cowboys, and everyone pounced on him. And now he's come on today, and he has not apologized. He just clarified, like, they're sort of skating through it, slaloming through it, hasn't even apologized. There's a clarification happening right about now, so I don't know what he's saying, but it wasn't I'm sorry.
To be clear, what Skip was saying yesterday that he is clarifying now is that you cannot be America's team's quarterback and admit those things. You can feel those things, you can have those feelings, but you cannot admit to the public.
But he also said it showed like a lack of leadership. Well, this isn't the kind of leadership. Look, this is the disconnect all the time, Stugatz, between sports media and athletes, sports consumer and athlete. And you saw it last night during Chiefs-Texans, where you cannot allow these people a moment of humanity. You can't allow them one syllable of unity even without booing them. Like, this is the construct in sports media where Skip Bayless just did something totally dehumanizing in the name of the importance of sports. Like, that's what's happening all over sports right now. What Skip Bayless feeds by pouring lighter fluid on this lit fuse.
And tried to couch it because he's a Cowboys fan under the umbrella of, hey, your opponents are going to use that against you. That's what he was trying. That's the point he was trying to make. Like, he cared about Dak Prescott in that moment.
He doesn't care. He cares about, he does. Now, people say he's a very nice man. Which makes it all the more infuriating,
right?
Incidentally.
Several people have told me that.
That he's a very nice man. Well, but that's what I'm saying. There is absolutely a lane all over television, not sports television, for be professional awful person. You see the guys cashing those checks. I don't even need to name them to you. You see them all over.
The reaction to it, though, was really toxic and ugly. When Deadspin's tweeting out, die in a fire, Skip Bayless.
A great headline and an awful headline.
It's awful. Like, if you saw what was happening on Twitter, people were just projecting years of angst directed towards Skip Bayless and attaching this really insensitive, cruel observation by Skip Bayless. It was a learning moment because a lot of people have stigmatized mental health. A lot of people stigmatize it myself. I went through some stuff and I didn't know what I was feeling. And the overwhelming sentiment was, I can't believe this is real. This is a moment in which you should internalize some of these thoughts and show some contrition and have an opportunity to seize the opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to get better. I'm going to educate myself. for him to come out on television and say, like, we were the problem. We were the ones that misunderstood. It's really disappointing. And I extended him a lot of
You were going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
you wanted
yeah,
him.
That's really disappointing after the evening that he had and tweeting about the Rockets game like nothing had happened. And I'm going to share my thoughts on the opening segment. And those are your thoughts? This is a learning experience. You should have learned. The world has changed. We're learning more about this. It's not mental health is actual health. And for you to say, oh, yeah, let's pay attention to it, but not for the Cowboys quarterback. It's just it's sick.
If he admits that, Mike, acknowledges that, that takes a little bit away from the whatever character Skip Bayless is playing on that TV
show. It's sick and disappointing, and I don't have high standards for him.
Tim Kirkshin is going to join us next.